Wally Ryan. My dream world. This was a project I had in my mind all my life, and I couldn't believe that it came about. But in 1989, my children were grown up and going out playing with their friends. My husband was at sea, so I was at a loose end, but still had to be at home. I looked around the town at the different sales and things. I was trained as a hotel manageress, so the Dean's House was coming up for sale. And I went to visit my husband at sea. He said, no, you can't buy it. So I came home anyway and I bought it. Sold my own house for half the price. And everybody said, oh, you're a fool to buy that house. You're a fool to buy that. But all I had going to the banks was a pair of hands. No books, no numbers, no nothing. And a pair of hands at work. I'd been working all my life. So in we went anyway. We got the Dean's House. We got in eventually. And my two children were 9 and 11. The other was older. And they said, Mum, you're the hardest mum that I ever lived. You're taking us away from all our friends. Now, we were literally coming down the road. But they didn't know that. So anyway, I went in, opened up my B&B. In 1990, we met wonderful, wonderful people. From Fair City, from RO104, the radio crowd in Dublin. We had everyone from the top to homeless. I looked after every one of them as if they were the same. I always felt that I should have this as a home, not a hotel or a B&B or anything like that. They were coming from home to home. And many and many of the people have written, that was what they got. I have people coming for 22 years, 32 years, so long, they come back every year, they're coming home. So now, after 34 years, and me of an age, I decided to retire. I broke my ankle in November. My two children got four skips, emptied the house, and I'm retired. And that was a wonderful, wonderful story for somebody that didn't even see the inside of a college.